Friday's Quickie is brought to you by Menlo Club. Menlo is the LA-based fashion brand that's brought to you by the creators of the 5-4 Club. So the Menlo Club is the subscription service with curated style packages delivered straight to your door once a month. They are proven to be fashion experts. They've been around for over 16 years. They house the New Republic footwear by Mark McNary, the Grand AC athleisure wear, everything from 5-4, and they're the only subscription service out there that makes all their clothes in-house, which means they have complete control over their quality and their pricing. You get 2 to 3 items per month chosen to match the season and your personalized style preferences when you make your own profile when you go to Menlo. And right now you can get 50% off your first month's package plus a free pair of 5-4 shoes and socks. You go to themenloclub.com and use the promo code KFC. You get half off, free pair of socks and shoes. So that means the first month's package is only $30 plus those kicks. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Go to themenloclub.com, promo code KFC. So we got K Marco back on the program.
Much.
Do you?
Yeah.
I appreciate
such
that.
Such a good ad read voice.
I love everybody who loves my ad reads. So.
Do we still do hymns?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got hymns because of your ad read.
I mean, do you hear that, hymns? Fucking cut that check. Give me a raise over here.
That's a free program. Credit to you guys. You gave me like a full day heads up about this one. And you did invite me the other day and I said no.
Yeah.
So we're back on
Terms. Yeah. Today's topic, and eventually we'll get him in here, but I feel like we need to talk about him behind his back. Francis is dating someone now, I think. I'm still confused because I feel like this is like a bit, or at the very least, he is dating someone, but he's doing it with the intention of content, because it's a tweet every time and a blog every time, and I don't know what's going on. And the latest blog was that he said, "I love you," to his girlfriend after only 2 weeks, and now... He thinks he
dropped
the tour.
Well, he says a month, but I know the timeline. It's less than a month. So I know. So Francis is, you know, he's an actor. Like,
correct.
He's professionally been an actor. He's a comedian. It's not 100%, but I feel like I know him pretty well and can read him. And from what he's told me about this girl from the very beginning until now, I tend to believe him that she's real and he's telling the truth.
Okay.
It's crazy that we're just sitting here talking about whether or not our friend's girlfriend is real. That's like some elementary high school shit. Like, she goes
to be fair,
she's at camp, but she goes to a different high school. Do we think he's telling the truth about having a girlfriend?
I agree, but to be fair, if one person has given us reason to do that, it's Francis.
Definitely Francis. I don't think she's
not
real. I think that he's dating someone and
exaggerating.
That's
possible.
I don't know, which is like,
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. You're an entertainer. You're being entertaining.
For sure.
But the thing is, we can't tell, because if he was telling us, it's kind of entertaining, you know?
Yeah, but he's blogging it.
He's telling us the same thing. He's like, no, it's real. And I'm like,
My personal conversations with him, not films, not recorded, just like friendly conversations, he is talking very seriously about it. So that would be very weird if it was made up.
Right.
If he's like doing some method acting or something. But basically, I won't tell any details about it, but basically the basic timeline is he told me when he met this girl how it caused kind of some confusion with someone else, and then he ended up with this one, and then a few weeks later he was like, she's my girlfriend now. And that was, I'd say, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
And so he's already dropped.
Because he tweeted like, I said this to my girlfriend or whatever. It's just a joke.
Right.
But then he told me the next day, he was like, no, it's real. I really have one.
See, that's what I mean. I'm all over the map. It was like a very clear, like he said, I just told my girlfriend I love her. And then like within 1 second, he had the second tweet ready to go. So I thought it was like a bit.
Right.
But then it turns out he is dating someone. And that turns out he dropped the album.
He showed us the Instagram yesterday. You were there.
I didn't see it.
He showed me the
visual
Instagram.
Evidence.
Well, he handed the phone to me with a picture, and it was two girls, and he was like, the one on the left. And then I scrolled through the account, and I was like, whatever. And then he was like, it wasn't her account, it was her friend's account that he got the picture from.
Got it.
He's just so stupid that he doesn't think of things like that. He's the smartest guy here, but he's really fucking dumb.
So he's now concerned that he dropped it too early, which I think is very much a thing. I think... now fights will tell you he loves you, you know, if you fucking do a favor for him. He's like, I love you. He'll drop it. You know.
I do. It's not. I guess I'm more with my actions than my words. I think I show my affection through actions.
Right. So like you'll say whatever you want, but if you're not backing it up with your actions, you can tell.
You should
that's
be
how
able
you
to tell
me.
Whether or not I actually love.
Which
you.
I think is actually probably a good rule of thumb for anybody.
I'm more of a words guy. Like, I'd rather tell you it and then have to like act all the time.
But I will tell anybody.
It's like, bitch, I said it like an hour ago. I'm covered.
I just think this is what I brought up with Francis. My most important factor, I think, is was it during sex? Was the I love you?
Is it in the throes of
during
passion?
Sex? Because then it's then I don't think you have to worry about it. Then I think she should understand. It's not really that real.
Anything said during sex is like when you're in the courtroom and they're like, strike it from the record.
Yeah, right.
Like that is
right.
Inadmissible evidence.
I'll
it's
say
like anything.
Fucking anything. Yeah. Like if well, I'll usually say nothing. But if I do say something, it's loud to be like, I'll pay your college loans. Like, I don't, I'll do whatever the fuck during
I'll
sex.
Help, I'll help you move.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, girls, you know, we can't be held responsible for anything said if our penis is inside any part of you. Because there's also, you know, let's say some girl is going, she's going Adriana Chechik on you down there. You could be like, oh my God, I love you.
Right.
Because it's like, I love you right now for what you're doing to my penis. Is that like, I love you? No. Now, can those things conflate? Can they come together? Yes. So it gets very confusing. And here's the problem, girls. You girls want, like the 2018 modernized, progressive male. Well, like, we're going to be fucking like girls. We're going to be like chicks. It's going to be like, I said it, but I didn't mean it. I shouldn't have said it. Should I say You want it to be like old school Mad Men days where it'll just be like, I don't fucking say that. I don't fucking care. But now, you know, if it's like, oh, he said it, but did he mean it? And you created this monster. This is your problem, girls.
So let me tell you the challenge. So I'm a quick I love you sayer, for sure.
You jump right in.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
What's the quickest?
Like a month. Like so I've done the friend. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I mean, it's fun to make fun of, but I don't disagree with him doing it. So the challenge is... That's probably too quick. But the challenge is the amount of time you have to wait because there's a very like specific point where it becomes like too long and then there's like the awkwardness and the tension hanging around when you're going to say it.
So you do what you do is you do like you kiss at the beginning of the date. So like it's not awkward
just
later.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's like going on the offensive. It's a preemptive attack.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for the day when it's like maybe she'll say something or like make some sort of movement that says that lets you know that she wants you to say it and you haven't said it. So every point going forward, you know, when you do say it, she's going to think you're just saying it to say it. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of says, but
no, but I feel you. It's like if you're going to lose it's not going to feel genuine at all if you feel like the girl is forcing you into it.
Yeah.
And the girl's going to know that because she's like, well, now you're just saying it to say it.
It's exactly what I said on this podcast about weddings, how I go straight to the dance floor and start dancing. Right. Is you need to be the first one out there and just get it over with instead of letting it get awkward.
Okay.
So that my wedding dance strategy applies to my I love you strategy.
Now, the only difference is
tie that all. That was fucking.
Yeah. But it was great. It was great podcasting. The problem is, dancing at a wedding, it comes and it goes and then that's it. Whereas saying I love you completely changes the entire dynamic of a relationship, which you have to now live day in and day out for better or worse. Mm-hmm. Maybe it makes things better. But I think if you say it too early and then your actions don't back it up, yeah, the whole thing is fucked. Now, the whole thing is hairy because then you almost have to undo it and be like, yeah, I clearly don't actually mean it.
I remember the first time I ever said it, I was probably a junior in high school or something like that. And I was at a wedding and I was drunk. My love was in the air. And I like texted my girlfriend. I was like, I love you. And she's like, I've been waiting so long for that. And I was immediately
over text.
You know, when you kind of like, you like something happens where you're just sobering moment.
Yep.
I was immediately, I remember, I was laying in bed in like the house my parents had rented. And I was just like, oh, fuck!
I immediately regret this decision.
Yeah, like this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided, I said, you know what? I don't give a fuck about this word.
So,
say it whenever.
Yeah, but this is the thing. So John has decided that he doesn't, like, care or mean anything. Words are just words. But no one else is abiding by this rule.
Right.
So,
but I'm announcing it, so you should know.
Okay. So if you're ever with John Henry... The L word means absolutely nothing.
No. It can mean something, but just its very existence doesn't mean anything. You should be able to tell it'll be the both. It'll be the combination of the two.
We've said this, or I've said this before. The real L word is like, because I can love you, but if I don't like you, that's where the relationship's going to be trash. Ooh. I could have love, but it's like, I don't like spending time with you. I don't like going out with you. I don't like the way you treat me. I don't like the way we hang out together. Then the day-to-day relationship is going to be trash. But I might have love in my heart for you. I might love you as a person.
I had this exact argument with a girlfriend where I would look her in the eye and be like, I like you a lot. And she'd be like, will you just say love? And I'm like,
this is more important.
And I'm like, no, this is what fucking matters. Love is like a fucking emotional reaction in my body that I can't control.
Yep.
I see a puppy, I'm like, I fucking love that thing. I don't know anything about it. Like, I genuinely enjoy spending time with you. I like you a lot.
Way more important.
That's so much more important.
That's the exact moment I'm talking about. When you say that, and she's like, I wish you said love. Then when it comes time to actually say love, she's not going to be happy. She's just going to be like, this motherfucker finally said it.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, you're forcing it. It's not the fun thing to say. It's not the thing that matters to me. If the way my fucking hormones are firing and my eyes are swelling, it's like, if that's what fucking love is, like, I don't really give a shit about that. I mean, like, am I cool just laying on the couch with you and fucking not doing anything, me with my head in my lap in your lap as I watch TV? This is never gonna be a thing. Like, when you put your hand on my, like, if you put your head on my stomach, am I gonna keep breathing? Like, am I comfortable enough to keep breathing? That'll never happen.
Wait, what?
You ever had a girl like rest her head on your stomach, and you're just like, oh my god, like if I exhale, she's gonna think I'm fat. Like, I do that all the time. I'll have like, she'll be like resting her head, and I'm like, oh, we're great. Like, kind of like with a dog, like, great, I can never move again.
You're comfortable. I'll just be uncomfortable the whole rest of the time.
Just sit here, I'm like, I can't. Like, trying to flex, take little breaths, like Kramer's naps, just little micro breaths. Like, okay, I got
you. Are you're complicating this too much? The words, the breathing, all of it's too complicated.
It's all over the
John.
Place. I've been firing today. Been a lot of talking today.
I ultimately think I can love you, but if I don't like you, that's the bigger problem. So I'll say it. I'm not going to fire off early and pull a Francis or Keith. I'm not going to completely say that there's no meaning to it. I'll probably wait a little bit longer, but the more important word is the like word.
I also say it early because girls I date or even usually sleep with, like, we've been friends for a long time because no one just jumps into a relationship or bed with me because I ain't got that kind of facial features. And it's something where you have to really...
It's not what I've seen.
What?
Go ahead.
But I don't know what that was. It's something where you have to drown before you like me. And so, like, you've already taken that last gulp and realized it's gone and all that good stuff. And you need to, by that point, I've already decided, like, I'm very comfortable with you, so I can just say love fast.
Yeah, I've always meant it when I said it. Like, I say it quick because that's, like, just my personality is I feel it quickly and I want to blurt it out. I've never lied about it just to say quickly. It does have an added benefit of protecting that future situation that's going to be really awkward.
I never lie about it.
Said it. Well, I got my high school girlfriend. That wasn't real love.
Well, that's high school.
I felt it when I said it, and I feel really stupid about it now.
Yeah, I know.
She did that
that's
thing
that's the worst looking back on people you've said it to, and you're like, oh, what the? That's why I decided it doesn't mean anything. I'm like, looking back, I'm like, I told Vanessa I loved her? What the fuck was that about? Like, this clue doesn't mean anything.
When you were talking, I just spaced out, and I was thinking about that, is that she texted me, she would send me text with that, like, the lava joke, like, I lava you, like, with the volcano picture or something. And it was kind of a joke. And I knew she was waiting for me to turn the lava into love. This is high school. It's like childish shit. And then I did one day. And it was this really cool moment. And she loved it because I did it nice and quick. And I caught on to what she was doing. But that, I think back on, that was not a...
I really wish I had done that shit.
Well, it was a good learning experience.
You're like a love slut. Like, you're a grown woman now being like, I wish I hadn't fucked all those guys back in high school. Like, now I found someone I actually love. Like, I wish I hadn't fucking said all that bullshit.
No, I've only said it... 3 times, and one was the high school girlfriend.
How about
everyone says that to their high school girlfriend?
I just asked Tommy Smokes how many times he'd said it, and I interrupted him. I said, but I mean, like, not counting like your mom and shit. And he goes, 2. And I said, who's that? He's like, my dad, and my sister. I'm like, that's what I fucking meant by your mom and shit. Like, not counting those people. And also, why the fuck haven't you said it to your grandparents? You withholding bitch. Tell your grandparents you love them. But that's the end of the episode, I think, because Kevin just got up and ran out. I think me and Keith kind of both staring at each other. I don't know where to go with that. So Keith says it early. I say it all the time.
He didn't give us any instructions or anything. He just left. I was like, are we done? What do I do now?
He just got up and walked out. And that's how we're going to do this, too.
Okay. Love you guys.
Oh, there he is. I like that ending.